We're not at this world yet, but it's coming. Right now, it's like we're in a world that is seeing the first automobile, the first cryptocurrency, like the first car, is slow and hard to understand and hard to use. Digital money, like the horse and carriage, works pretty well, and the whole world economy is built on it. If you were the first person on your block to get a car with an internal combustion engine, your neighbors would probably think you were crazy. Why would you want this large, clunky machine that breaks down all the time, that lights on fire, and is still slower than a horse? But we all know how that story turns out. We're entering a new era of programmable money, and it's very exciting, but it's also a little bit scary. Cryptocurrencies can be used for illegal transactions, just like cash is used for crime in the world today. When all of our transactions are online, what does that mean for surveillance? Who can see what we do? Who's advantaged in this new world and who isn't? Will I have to start to pay for things that I didn't have to pay for before? Will we all become slaves to algorithms and utility functions? All new technology comes with trade-offs. The internet brought us a lot of ways to waste time, but it also greatly increased productivity. Mobile phones are annoying because they make me feel like I have to stay connected to work all the time, but they also help me stay connected to friends and family. The new sharing economy is going to eliminate some jobs, but it's also going to create new flexible forms of employment. With programmable money, we decouple the need for large, trusted institutions from the architecture of the network. And this pushes innovation in money out to the edges where it belongs. Programmable money democratizes money. And because of this, things are going to change and unfold in ways that we can't even predict. Thank you.